Yes, dear Chairman, thank you very much. Also for understanding that if airline strikes, sometimes we have to reschedule, and it's a big honor for being here because I think UNESCO and ISECO does a very good job because education and training of parliamentarians is from utmost importance. We should try to give them the necessary knowledge to have evidence-based decision-making, and the scientific advice mechanism is a very crucial issue, and that's the reason why in European Parliament we started with a foresight program. I am a member of the so-called STOA committee. STOA is Scientific Technology Options Assessment. So our job is to prepare options for the parliamentarians. Options include everything from left to right, from north to south, from east to west, from women to men, whatever. I think it's very important that the 20 committees of the European Parliament, out of them there are always elected very few members to be present in the STOA committee. And in STOA committee we work together, 25 people, and we selected five agendas which are quite important for the future and for the next generation, because today we are approximately 7 billion people on this world. We will be 10 billion people, hopefully 2050. So what does it mean for our mobility, for people, for goods, for ideas, for kilowatts, for bits and bytes or whatever? Mobility on the globe will play a very crucial role. You know, we are leaving now from the real world into the virtual world. So what can we arrange in the virtual world to make it positive and to create the right framework? The second big issue is sustainable resources. So we have heard today in our meetings, can we create the right quality and quantity of food? Can we grow the right feed? Do we have enough water for it? What does it mean for the biodiversity? And how can we cope with the raw materials of this world? The third part is the information and communication technology. It's a question how the future for a digitalized world will be interlinked with the Internet of Things. The key question is how can we promote privacy? How can we afford transparency? And how can we live with these new social media activities, which are also for politicians a very important new development, because at this time before, maybe we had a kind of monopolism for journalists. Only if a journalist have written what you have said, or a TV station brought what you wanted to say. Today you have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have a lot of other activities to appear in the public. And with the QR code, which we do now in all our science papers, you immediately can distribute it to your friends, to your colleagues, and to people who are definitely interested. And the fourth agenda is, like we call it, perfect life. So how can we use technology to keep people healthy? Today we heard from the Genome Project and a lot of other projects which really can help to keep the people healthy. And I think it's very nice to see that every 4 years in Europe, people get 1 year older. So something we have done right, but the truth is, what can we do in the future to promote this kind of perfect life? And the fifth agenda is the reason why I'm here. It's communicating science. It means how can we engage the people to listen to the scientists, to work with the researchers. So we created a MEP pairing scheme. Members of European Parliament have the chance. We had a public procurement. 330 researchers applied for the program. We selected 100. And so the members of Parliament can select one of the scientists. We meet twice a year, one time in the European Parliament and the other time on the side of the researcher and the scientists. The truth is we speak totally different languages, so we have to learn from each other the language, how to communicate, how to build up trust, and political decision making is not always based on scientific evidence, because also scientific evidence normally gives a lot of options, And we have to prepare the right option making for the future. And it's very clear that we can do a lot in this area. And so in European Parliament, within the last 2 years, we employed 300 scientific researchers who help us to prepare the daily work of the members of Parliament. So we have a unit which is called the Added Value and Impact Assessment Unit, where we show our people and the people who vote for us that we really produce added value. And this added value is shown by scientists who independently charge and select and give the right information about it. And I think that's very good. We had 133 papers up till now, where we, out of different legislation, show to the people the added value, what politics is delivering for the people. The second area is the work of the library service. People from Europe or from all over the world can give questions to us. Up till now, within the last year, we had 28,000 requests where we gave an answer. And I think it's very important that the citizens' inquiries are backed up by a good historical archive, which we built up. We have an on-site online department, and we take care on transparency of the decision-making. So overall, we gave answers to 40,000 citizens to explain the work of the European Parliament. The most important, of course, is the Members' Research Service. Our members, two-thirds of the members using this service, we have up till now 3,000 requests in the last year. So the 770 publications which were produced are open in the internet. It's all for you to use it. We want to be transparent, we want to be open, we want to share with the world our knowledge, and I think for the parliamentarians it's a very good chance to see that this is very well approached, and that this scientific base gives us the chance to explain how important it is that we have active people like we are ready to share and to improve the globe for all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.